when I was, I was probably in fourth grade, and we were digging pipe line from my dad's house to the barn. So we had to dig down 4 feet deep and 2 feet wide, and we were going to lay this pipe. And at one point, my brother hit something, and it was this very old metal box that was about 3 feet down. And it had a little lock on it. So somebody had buried, and of course, we thought, treasure. Yeah, and we were kind of fired up. We were pretty sure we were going to pull that box out, open it up, and there'd be treasure. What we found when we opened it was a glass jar, and someone had written a note in there from 1930-something. I can't quite remember. And it was simply about, you know, on this day, I was here, and I stayed overnight, and then I moved out. It was very interesting, but to be clear, it wasn't gold. Yeah, we were hoping for gold. In our gospel today, Jesus is talking about the things that you and I hide, right? There's things we're very public about, and there's things we hide. And what he wants us to keep in mind is that if we're hiding something, it's usually because it's something we shouldn't be doing. Yeah, if there's something that we're doing that we don't want other people to know about, there's a couple possibilities. One is treasure, right? And if you have treasure, you should give it to me. Let's just get that out there. No, if you have something super valuable that you don't want other people to take, you protect it. And that's a good kind of hiding. But there's a bad kind of hiding, and it's when we know what we're doing is wrong. When we know if I get caught doing this, I get in trouble. And what Jesus is telling us in the gospel, on one level, it's kind of scary because he says, I see what you're hiding. I see the stuff you're trying to hide from other people because he's God. He can see it all. And that's the scary part in a sense. But it's also a good reminder to us that there's nothing we can hide from the Lord. In terms of what we do or how we talk or how we treat others, the Lord sees it, whether we think we've hidden it or not. So that can be a little unnerving, yeah? But here's the good news. He said the whole reason, the second verse in today's gospel, I didn't come to condemn the world. I came to save it. So that when you and I recognize, oh man, I'm hiding this behavior or these words because it's wrong, when we recognize that and we ask the Lord's forgiveness, we get it. He doesn't want to point our sin out to us so that we feel awful all the time, but so that we'll ask him for forgiveness and keep trying. So I think Jesus has a great challenge and a blessing for us today. He's got a treasure he's going to give us in a minute in the Eucharist. It's his best treasure, and he's giving it to you because he loves you so much. And what he wants us to remember is when we're tempted to hide something from people in our lives, it's a really good time to say, wait, am I hiding this because it's valuable, or am I hiding it because I shouldn't be doing it? And if we're hiding it because we shouldn't be doing it, oh, Lord, forgive me, I shouldn't do this, and trust in his mercy. So we ask our Lord to strengthen us through this Eucharist so that we see the treasure that he gives us in the Eucharist and each other, and that no matter what, when we recognize we're hiding something we shouldn't, we ask God's forgiveness, promise to do better, and move right along. Amen?
Amen.
All right.